most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live on Sunday, July 24th, 2011. And I know it may seem weird because at the beginning of the show, we started with a whole separate show, but that's because we have a lovely guest on today, Princess Forte, and she is on tour in Vietnam. So we had a little bit of trouble connecting to her, but now we have her on the line and we're going to be doing the interview. So I apologize for people who've been emailing saying, oh, I have questions about Climax, and I've been getting those. So we will hopefully get to answer those. It's not going to be a full interview. It's going to be kind of a short show, but just hold on. But just to let you know, our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will be going till close to 6 today. If this is your first time tuning into our show will help you question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considered a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests provide advice, resource, information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. And if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com, click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1, scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. And this will take you directly to our archive page where you can view the list of past guests. And our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. You just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. And if you want to find out about all of our future guests, we are booked till the end of the year, currently booking for January. So if you know anyone in show business who wants to come on the show, we are currently taking submissions. You want to visit the official Question Reality website, and that is questionrealityshow.com. Again, questionrealityshow.com. That's the official website. Now, as I said, we have Princess Forte on the show today, live from Vietnam. Oh, wait a minute. That's going to give me the opportunity to say something that I've always wanted to say. Now, I love that movie, Good Morning Vietnam, with Robin Williams. How many times have I seen it? How many times have you seen it? Who doesn't love that show? Well, it was one of my wishes when I saw that show. I said, I want to be able to say that on the radio show, but I never even thought I would have a radio show. So I can't believe that I'm about to say what I am, because that movie came out so many years ago, I completely forgot that I even made that wish, and I just remember saying it. So here you go. Good morning, Vietnam! Are you there, Princess Forte?
I am here, and I am so glad to be here. Thank you so much, Priscilla, for having me on your show. This is an awesome opportunity.
We're obviously going to have the little lapping, you know, with you being so far away, but we're probably going to be stepping over each other's sentences, but just allow for the time gap. I want to thank you, because I understand it's 6 o'clock in the morning in Vietnam.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we have shows every night. We're jamming till the middle of the night. So I'm so grateful that I'm just, you know, up and able to get on your show. Thank you so much.
God, I'm glad that you must be a dedicated performer, because I don't know any performer that's going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning while in Vietnam, one of the party capitals of the world now, I hear, and to do an interview. So you are definitely serious about your craft, and that is one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show. Now, let me tell you, the audience a little bit about you, just real briefly. Princess Forte, she's been sharing her angelic and dynamic voices with audience since she was 4. After receiving her degree in neuroscience and French from the University of California, you continued to pursue your passion, inspiring people with your vocal performances and your songwriting and performing in several local bands. And among the bands was one of my favorites, who I've been getting emails from the whole weekend, all of the revival Climax fans. You were in Climax, right?
I was, yes, for about 8 years.
Now, everybody who is a cool hip chick like myself, who hung out at the clubs, know that some of the songs were "Meeting in the Ladies." I got a meeting in the ladies room. Everybody knows I can't
so
sing,
awesome,
right?
You know.
And then I met you. Oh my God, that was one of my boyfriend's songs.
Oh,
who called me, played it over the phone. So yes. And then Men All Paul. So, you know, I was rocking out to this song. So when I got the opportunity to have you on the show, I was like,
Yes.
Let me ask you, how did you end up getting into Climax?
Wow, it was a pretty awesome opportunity. I actually was searching and scouring the internet. I was on Craigslist, in fact, and they had put out a very cryptic interview message, audition message, that said, "Hey, we're looking for some great singers that know how to harmonize, you know, and please, if you're serious, please respond." So I did, and they selected me. I went to the audition. It was a mind-numbing experience because I had heard, you know, "I Miss You" and "Meeting in the Ladies Room" once in my life or two, but I had no idea who Climax was or that they were even Climax when I was at the audition. But when they called me back, I was just like, "What?" Because my mom, she's a huge fan of Climax, so she and I had a screaming session over the phone when I got selected to be part of the group. But it was great because I didn't know who they were, and I wasn't intimidated at the audition, you know.
Yeah, that is one of the pluses of being a young girl such as yourself going on. Some of my fans who are listening, of course, who have been waiting for this interview are like, "What the hell is she talking about? She saw an audition on Craigslist." This is the 80s. They didn't have Craigslist. So maybe we should explain to them how Climax, you know, they were popular in the 80s. Now, what have they been going nonstop since the 80s, or was this a revival?
Yes, Cheryl Cooley, actually, one of the original members and the original guitarist of the group, kept going while everybody, you know, they did have a split in their group, like a lot of groups do, due to just life experience.
The normal stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you know, people started having kids and people got tired of the lights and the night. So, but what she did was she continued to perform and continued to get new members. So she was the only original member in the band, and everybody else was young and, you know, kept singing the originals. Now, when we went to perform at casinos and things, people thought we were the original thing, everybody in it, you know, because they just, people think that artists don't age or something.
Did she have the permission to keep the name Climax, or were you under another name and did other songs?
We were under the name Climax. Now, there was an issue with that. I think they still were doing they had some court rulings that they were waiting on because some of the members had a problem with the name still being used. Now that was an issue that actually affected some of our shows that we tried to get, because members of the original band, I think, had split up and were doing different sects of the same thing, kind of like with what the Temptations have, but like three different Temptations going around, you know.
Were you able to sing, or when you were in the group, did you get to sing the original song?
I sang "I Miss You." I was the lead for that. That's why I was like so excited that your boyfriend sent that to you when you were.
Wish that you would have sent me an MP3 of that song. We're going to debut one of your songs before the show ends, and I assume that that's an original, but I would have died to get a copy of
the MP3. Gosh.
So you're going to have to send that to me privately for my own personal collection.
Oh, you got it. No problem.
How long did you tour with Climax?
For about 8 months, we were on tour with that. Now, I don't know if Climax is still going on, but
as long as people love those songs, she'll be hopefully getting requests to go on tour. But you moved on, so God bless you for being in Climax, and one of my favorites. So I did have to revisit that. I love that group. One of the greatest 80s pops group around. I love it. So you were very lucky to be part of that. So you continue on and to wow the crowds with your inspirational words and your energetic performance. I heard you were quite a little energy bolt. And so you've gone on. Now, I know that the artist 50 Cent loves a song that you did with an artist on his label. What song was that?
It's called Shine Like the Sun. Sun is one of the artists on 50 Cent's label. And he sent me, I had met him at a video shoot, for Ray J. The video, apparently never went really live. I don't know why, but, it was really great to meet him there. And, he sent me some tracks cause I said, hey, I want to sing with you. And I wrote a hook to one of his favorite songs, and he loved it, and he sent it to 50 Cent. 50 Cent said, oh, this is great. I love it. So it's on his album, and it's actually on allstarhiphop.com if you want to check out the track. I think it's a ringtone and everything, so that's really cool.
What's the name of the song again?
It's called Shine Like the Sun.
Shine Like the Sun. Give me the website again.
Allstarhiphop.com. Let me confirm that really quickly.
Okay. That's okay. Well, if you can multitask, you go on with it, girl. We're going to continue on. So we need part of your brain. Okay. So now I know that Jermaine Jackson loves your look. Let's talk about that. What's going on with that little pervert wanting a young thing like you? All over your stuff. What's going on?
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I was so excited to meet him. There was, I got called in for an audition because I was doing a lot of auditioning for background things, and my name kind of got around. Somebody called me and said, hey, we have a private audition for Jermaine Jackson. He's going to be going to Africa to do a tour briefly. And so I was lucky enough to be called, and I was his second choice. Unfortunately, he didn't select me, but I know when I got into the room, he said, oh, she's got the look. I love her look. They made sure they told me that.
Was this when Michael Jackson was still living, his brother? Or?
It was right after he passed away.
Oh.
August. Yeah, that was so, so sad. I was actually at the hospital when he was being taken up in the helicopter. Crazy, crazy moment.
I thought he'd outlive everybody. I really did. I still can't even believe that. I mean, that is still something that it just feels it's still heavy. Surreal. I just don't even believe it. Because, I mean, he was part of my youth, too. I mean, Thriller, Beat It. I'm an 80s chick, so, he was very much part of my world. So you get attached to him. Even though you don't know him, you feel like you've known him forever. So now let's talk about Matthew Knowles. He likes your personality. How did that come to be that you found that out?
Oh, I went to an audition. He was looking to put together a new girl group recently, actually, in Houston. And somebody told me about the audition, and I said, you know what? I'm going. And, 2 days from there, I made sure I got a flight and everything. It was a crazy situation. It was actually around the time I was auditioning for this gig here in Vietnam, or Southeast Asia. We're going to actually be touring all year. But when I got there, there was an age limit. I was 5 months too old to be qualified for the audition. But isn't that ridiculous? Anyway.
5 months too old. What kind of shit is that? I'm going to call Martin Knowles up and tell him, what is up with that 5 months
too old? But he was such a wonderful, wonderful person. You could tell he was so genuine. And he was absolutely lit up by who I was and, what I had to share. Even though I wasn't qualified to participate, they still let me audition because I had flown all the way from Los Angeles.
Well, I would think so, honey. Now, you're currently touring with the Sonic Band. band from LI Productions, and you're touring all over Asia, and I imagine they are enjoying your performances every night, and you're on tour there until next July 2012, right?
Yes.
And, you know, so right now, is Vietnam your first tour, your first place of performance?
Yes, it's my first stop. I'll be here until September, and then we're going to go move on to Korea, where it's going to be really, really cold. I'm nervous about that because I've never been in weather below 19 degrees Fahrenheit. It's going to be...
What is it? What the hell are you going up in the damn mountains with the mountain people? Where are they sending you? What kind of tour is it?
I know, right? No, it's going to be in Seoul, Korea, which is the main city. And it's really, really, they have really great crowds out there, like screaming crowds. It's really awesome. But, you know, it's just cold at that time of year, September to January. So
well,
I'm going to
put your ass outside and make you.
Oh, God, no.
I hope they at least let you come in.
Oh, yeah. No, we've got great accommodations. In fact, I'm in a 5-star hotel right now, and I'm staying in a penthouse suite, which is really, really awesome.
But I'm going to be calling them up and tell them to deduct some money for not giving you a wake-up call at 6 a.m. 5-star hotel. You're obviously not staying at Paris Hilton's hotel.
I know.
You always get a wake-up call at the Hilton. Okay, where are you going after Korea?
After Korea, I'm not exactly sure because sometimes the venues change, but maybe in Beijing, China, which I'm crossing my fingers there because I'm learning Mandarin this year. That's my goal.
Yeah. I'm talking some Mandarin.
I was really surprised. I'm used to, singing a lot of gospel, a lot of jazz, and I'm surprised at myself because I've been doing a lot of top 40 and singing and dancing, you know, really, really full out. And so the responses I've been getting are incredibly amazing. People have been reminding people of like Beyonce, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. And, you know, people are just like, wowed by my performance. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to grow this way.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What type of music are you on tour singing? Is it pop, soul?
A lot of pop. So a lot of Katy Perry, a lot of Gaga, a lot of Ciara, just a lot of top 40 songs. In fact,
how many people are in the band? And are you the lead singer? Are you part of a group?
It's a 7-piece band, and there are 3 lead singers. So we each rotate around lead songs and then act as background singers for each other. And we do 4 sets a night or 5 sets a night, which is really, really, really awesome. It's definitely stamina building because the longest concert I had done had been 90 minutes with Climax. And that was pretty awesome, but we also didn't have the solos the whole time or really extensive choreography. But with this, it's a lot of dancing, a lot of singing, and a lot of growth. I'm so grateful for the opportunity out here.
Well, how did you become part of? I mean, Sonic Band. Do they have a website? Is it like sonicband.com, or would we be able to find out more about the other members?
Okay, you can check out our Facebook group. You can just go to Facebook and type in Sonic Band. It's spelled like the cartoon, the one that goes really fast. Or
SONIC.
Yes, SONIC. And you can go to the website as well of L Live Productions. It's www.l-live.com. L is spelled EL, by the way. So www.el-sonic.com. I'm sorry, l-live.com.
LLive.com.
Mm-hmm. And you can check out all the bands out there that are out here.
Well, I tell you, the groups today, you got to sing, you got to dance, you got to do everything. It used to be only performers on Broadway had to worry about being the triple threat, the singing, the dancing, the acting, which is slash performing. But now you really, if you want to be in a good group, you really have to do it all. So why don't you talk briefly about to people who are listening who would aspire to be doing what you're doing and tell them what they need to do in order to get to where you are by being in a band that's on tour. sing that, you know, you have to sing, you have to dance, you have to perform, and what they need to do.
Okay. Okay. And the number one rule is get out of your own way. I think it takes a whole lot of confidence just to go to an audition and give your all, or go to a show and a performance and give your all, and not be worried about what people think about you. But that's absolutely what it takes to stand out, you know, to have that spark that people say, I want that person on my team. And, you know, you absolutely can do it. There's anybody, I really believe anybody can sing, anybody can perform. You just have to have nerve, honestly. But definitely, if you're interested in singing, get voice lessons, even if you think you're the best singer in the world or you don't need them, just to be able to master your voice. That's really important. And, you know, go online and look at the people that you would like to emulate, and then steal some of their moves. I know that sounds bad to steal, but...
Well, everybody does everybody's moves. I mean, there's no original moves. I mean, I think the last person who did an original move was Michael Jackson. I actually heard that he got the moves from some people that he used to see. Right? Right? He used to see that on the street. So, I mean, you're going to steal something. That's just the nature of the business.
Oh, yeah. You become your unique self by standing on the shoulders of those who came before you. That's right. I like to call it. But you know, you look at a lot of people and then you form your own, you know, you bring your own essence to it, and you just express yourself.
And let's talk about something that you said I want to cover, because we're mm-hmm. at 5:46. I want to get this in because I want everybody to hear your song. Now, one thing you said I was very impressed with, Princess. You said, don't talk negatively about anyone. You waste time and energy. That really can be harmful to your career. And you never know who's watching, who can open or close the doors. And that is so important, because I run into so many actors who are on the set, and I would listen to them, and they're talking about other actors, and then they're talking about the director, and they're talking. I remember thinking, oh my God, I'm a friend of that person. And you just never know. So why don't you reinforce that in the world of music?
Okay. I was going to tell you a story about Megan Fox, because everybody can relate.
Ooh, let's hear about Megan, girl. You know, all right.
God, you're funny. No, but Terminator. I'm sorry, not Terminator. The
Transformers.
Yeah, the Transformers.
Yeah. You know,
she's no longer the main actress on that film. And that's because of negative talk that she had about the director. Somebody in an interview asked her a question about, what is it like to work with this director? And so she just, you know, in the heat of the moment, said something really negative about the director and got replaced immediately. So, I mean, it's really very easy to burn bridges, especially in the music industry, where everything is so, it's easy to be replaced.
Exactly.
Easy to be replaced. You're not the only person that's talented. There's so much competition, and so many people are capable of singing if they put in enough work and time, that, you know, you're really replaceable. Very
yeah, and one thing you said was, don't be stopped by the competition. Oh, yeah. You said there's a ton of it, but no one can be you or do you like you can, right? I really like that. So that's also, don't be afraid of the competition, right? You got to go out there and at least try. I mean, who knows? Somebody might like you.
Yeah, you know, you never know. In fact, it's not even just about the powers that be in the industry that can say yay or nay to your record label or your deal or your tour or your money situation. Like, you can actually create your own market. So if you have GarageBand on your computer and you have something you want to share with the world, go ahead and record it and share it, you know, because there's no rules, especially with the internet being the way that it is these days and the music industry being the way that it is these days. You can really create your own following and create your own market.
That's right. So, you can put your stuff on YouTube. You can put up your own website. It's just marketing, marketing, marketing. You've got to build a fan base. So you got to get out there and play. It's the hardest thing, but you got to build a fan base, which is what you did.
Yeah, and I'm still doing it, and thank you so much for letting me be on the radio station.
Oh, my God, are you kidding? I am so glad that you were on, but we want to play your song. Now, Tana, don't you tell us, set us up for this song, the name of it, what it's about, why you wrote it, before we play it for the audience.
Definitely. Decisions is a song that I wrote while I was in college, actually, my sophomore year, just beating myself up about what do I really want to do with my life? And, you know, that's a question I think most college students are asking. Now, I had been a neuroscience major for a particular reason. I started getting migraines when I was very young, 13 years old, and I got them pretty much every month. And I wanted to find out why, because nobody knew why, not even my neurologist. So when I went to college, it was for the purpose of finding out what's going on with migraines. Why do we get them? Unfortunately, the research program at UCLA did not specialize in migraines, so there was no way to learn that, but I did learn about my brain. But that's beside the point. One day when I was on my way to a local band performance, I had a huge migraine. It was so bad that I had to have one of my chemistry lab partners drive me to the rehearsal. You kind of, when you get migraines, you can't see. And it's this really horrible thing. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, not even my worst enemy, not that I have any enemies in the world. Now, when I got there and started singing, my migraine immediately went away. And it was like a miracle. I knew at that very moment that, you know, I was in tune with myself and in tune with, you know, my purpose, because after I started singing, the reason I went to school for neuroscience to find migraine cures, I found out singing was my cure. And it's just true. Like when people are doing the things that they love and they're in line with their purpose, you know, there's no time for stress or being at odds with yourself or being at odds with others either. So that's one of the messages I wanted to share with the world, was that, you know, make the right decision about your career and about your dreams, because, you know, the world really will be a better place. You know, there's no time to create drama like road rage or issues with, you know, people that you love, or
stalking your boyfriend, going all Jerry Springer on people and acting a fool and crazy. My God, focus on something creative, for God's sake. Well, you know what? We want to find Princess Forte. If you want to find her, check her out on MySpace under Princess Shandara Forte. Oh, that's long. S H A N D A R A H Forte. She's on MySpace. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter. And she is on YouTube. So you can check her out and see her actually performing. And right now, what everyone's been waiting for, the world is going to get to hear the lovely Princess Forte. And I want to thank you so, 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 so much for coming on the show. When you get back, you have to come back on the show and tell us how your tour was. In Europe, you have to share with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And definitely, you guys can check out the song on iTunes. I have a couple of songs on iTunes.
Okay.
Just search my name, Princess Fortier, Forteier, and my songs will come up for you.
Have I been mispronouncing your name? Well, I've been saying Forte. It's Fortier, right?
Yes, no problem.
I apologize, my darling. You are one of the sweetest, darling people I have ever talked to. Your personality is just lovely, and I don't even sense any diva in you, and I hope you keep it that way, because you're so beautiful, one, based on the pictures I've seen. Your body is banging, and I'm married. I'm heterosexual, so I'm not coming on to you, girl. I just know beauty when I see it. I'm not diving any muffs or anything. I'm completely heterosexual. And your voice is beautiful. And usually with all of those criteria together, it spells big old ass diva. And you are the most sweet, gentle, kind, darling person. And I hope that people check you out, keep supporting you. And when you come back to LA, let's get you a big show here in LA. Yeah.
Definitely. That would be
Let's do a show. I got the people. You just have to do the performance. I'm going to have you perform at one of my events for sure. So let me know when you get back, okay? For sure.
I will.
All right. So say goodbye to your fans. What do you want to say? What do you want to say to your fans for your last words from Vietnam?
I love you. I miss you. And oh my goodness, just be, do, and have, you know, everything that you want, and, you know, be the best that you can be your highest human self. That's really, you know, in every moment.
Absolutely.
Forgive, love, and, you know, be peaceful. That's all I have
peaceful.
To say.
Peaceful. Just peace it out. Peace it out, bro. All right. I'm going to say we're going to play, what's the name of the song? I'm flipping out.
Decisions. It's called Decisions.
By Princess 48. Thank you, my darling. And I'm going to say goodbye, Vietnam.
Oh, goodbye.
What should I choose? Following your dreams ain't easy, even harder to let them go. Should I do my mistakes, become a doctor, a lawyer instead? Or should I follow my heart? Would I even know where to start? A million voices in my head. Should I listen to them, where to go? Do this, do that. You know you gotta make it, but this is your track.
Your track.
Your life, your road. Your decision, listen to your soul. Give it what you got, make it to the top. Make the right decisions with your dreams. Make the right decisions, it can be more simple than it seems. Don't let the hard times get in the way. No one else can take your dreams away. Take control of your own dreams today.
Now you know your dreams, but you gotta take a step. Just take a breath.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.